The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Raise your hand. Yay, great, welcome. So glad you're here. So, basically, for Happy Hour, the bulk of the time we spend together is a guided meditation that I will lead you through, and no previous experience necessary. Whatever you need to know will be shared with you during the guidance. And there will be some time for community practice afterwards. And another thing I would like to say in preparation is, especially if you're new to this practice, sometimes there could be an invitation in the guided meditation, and something different or the opposite might come up for you. So to know that that is part of this practice, you are not doing it wrong. Whatever arises, as long as you work with it with kindness, opening up to it with kindness instead of self-flagellation and self-criticism, you're doing this practice right. So it is about cultivating kindness and working with difficulty, turning towards it instead of being controlled by it, etc. So for the theme for tonight, what I've chosen is working with judgments, working with primarily self-judgments, and also working with judgments in general. So, as I've been teaching for years now, many years, I've noticed the predominance of self-judgmental behavior in our minds, in many people, in almost, well, I would say everyone I've run into. So I wonder whether there's actually some biological evolutionary reason we tend to criticize ourselves. But then again, I think there's I hypothesize that there's something about our societies, especially our Western societies, that perhaps we're even more prone to self-criticism instead of working with challenges that come up with kindness. Sometimes there is actually quite a fierce and ruthless sense of judging ourselves and devaluating ourselves. That can be very difficult to work with. And in fact, one way that it can sometimes show up is, let's say we make a mistake or we fall short from our ideals, and the voice of self-criticism comes on very loud, so much so that it feels like we're a punching bag. We treat ourselves as a punching bag, and we become so demotivated and demoralized that it almost feels like we're throwing perfectly good moments after the not-so-successful, not-so-wholesome, not-so-great moments. So it's really a waste of time and waste of life the way sometimes we work with things instead of seeing, learning, and having kindness, acceptance about actually what happened and moving on and vowing to do better. We spend so much time in the negativity of judging ourselves and maybe also judging others that we spend time in this infinite loop of being stuck, the aftermath with self-judgment. And another thing I'd like to bring up before leading us into a guided meditation is... sometimes we might consider, especially in the West, in the Western culture, we think we have this idea, and I've heard this from so many people, that if we're not hard on ourselves, we are not going to live up to our high standards. If we don't beat ourselves up, then we'll sit all day on the couch and become a couch potato. We just have to really give it to ourselves, otherwise nothing gets done. It actually turns out there is some research in psychology, in the field of psychology, that suggests the opposite, that when actually people work with themselves with kindness, with a sense of acceptance, they actually take more responsibility. And there was one study where people were they were asked to consider to think of a situation where they regretted something that they had done. And in one occasion, in one group, the subjects were asked to consider that situation, something that they regretted, to consider that with kindness, with a sense of kindness, acceptance. And in another group, they were not primed to do that. And it turns out the group that actually was asked to write about it with a sense of kindness and self-acceptance, self-compassion, they took more responsibility for their own actions instead of blaming others. As you think about it, it makes sense, right? In the way that if you've done something, you haven't lived up to your own standards, for example, but you're kind to yourself with a sense of, oh, sweetie, I know you did your best, and yeah, you really screwed up. You really failed. I know that. But I still love you. You're not a bad person. You know, you're speaking with yourself in the way of accepting, caring for yourself, admitting that what you did was not appropriate or wrong, etc. But you're open to, you're holding yourself with a sense of care. You actually take more responsibility for your actions. Whereas in the case where you're being really harsh on yourself, and you realize, yes, you really screwed up, there could be the sense of fragility, the ego fragility, that then the ego tries to point the finger to others. Well, it was their problem. It was their mistakes. They did the wrong thing. You don't really take responsibility for the action, for the mistake, if you're not bringing in a sense of kindness and compassion. Does that make sense? Yes? Any questions about this before I move on? About the idea of how actually sense of kindness and acceptance towards yourself supports you to be more responsible, to take more responsibility for your actions instead of, oh, not getting anything done and actually vowing to do better in the future. So that's the idea. So with that, I would like to guide us in a guided meditation. And any questions, anything else before I start about the idea? Okay. All right. So also, would be also nice to get a sense of who experiences self-judgments in their daily life. Show of hands. Yes, thank you, everyone. Thanks for your honesty. It's part of being human. So, with that, I'd like to invite you to settle in your chair and your cushion. Taking this moment to notice what your body might need to be more comfortable, especially if you're new, this is a good time to get more cushions. Or maybe move from the floor to a chair, vice versa, wherever you can sit comfortably for about 30 minutes. allowing your back to be straight, for there to be a sense of integrity in your posture. Allowing your back to be straight, your spine, as if it's being pulled up vertebrae by vertebrae by an invisible string. And allowing your muscles in your body to relax, to soften, for you to land fully in this body, in this moment. Feeling the sensations in your body in order to feel embodied and grounded. If you're sitting on a chair, feeling the bottom of your feet on the floor. And if you're sitting on the cushion, feeling the bottoms of your legs and your feet on the floor, touching the ground, the touch points. Feeling your sit bones, the bottom, touching, contacting the chair or the cushion, the touch points. Sense of stability, connectedness, rootedness. And feeling your hands, the sensations of contact between your hands and your lap, or your hands touching each other. Feeling your lips, the contact points, your tongue resting. Feeling your entire body. In a seated position. Allowing your awareness to land more deeply. Dropping in, feeling the connection to the earth, feeling the contact points, the sensations of being alive, this body pulsating, warmth, coolness, hardness and softness. With a sense of openness and curiosity. Opening into the sense experience as if you're a Martian who had just been dropped into this body, experiencing these amazing, mysterious sensations for the first time. Inviting your attention, your awareness to rest in your abdomen, receiving the sensations of the breath, in-breath and out-breath, within the framework of the body, of all the other sensations. And notice the breathing happens on its own, so no need to make it into a project, allowing it to happen as naturally as it has been. Just simply noticing the sensations of natural breathing in your abdomen, in breath and out breath, one breath at a time. And when you notice your awareness, attention has wandered and now resting on a thought, memory, a plan, simply notice what it is resting on as clearly as you can, knowing what's happening in this moment. And without judging, without flinching, with ease, with patience, inviting attention back to rest, the sensations of the body and the breath. Just so to settle and calm the mind. One breath at a time. taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. Just this in-breath, just this out-breath. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind a compassionate presence. It could be someone real in your life who embodies unconditional acceptance for you. Someone you know, perhaps, a teacher, a friend, a parent, or someone you don't know, who has affected you by their work and their words. It could also be someone historical, or even a religious figure, maybe the Buddha. Or if it works better for you, Jesus. Or perhaps the sun. Or a well-rooted tree. Or maybe the being of light. A being who shines their care, their kindness, their love unconditionally onto you and others. And there is nothing you need to do or be in order to deserve, in order to earn this benevolence, this grace. It is simply available for you. This unconditional acceptance and care, goodwill. Whomever you've chosen, whatever you've chosen, see yourself in the presence. Whether it's the Dalai Lama, someone you know, the being of light, see yourself in their presence and yourself receiving, just receiving, getting out of your own way. If there are thoughts of I don't deserve, I'm not worthy, bow to these thoughts and let them go gently. And just allow yourself to soak up, receive the rays of care, of love, of acceptance, as if soaking in the sun. Feeling fully accepted, just as you are. Imagining that this being knows you, knows everything about you. Your ups and downs, your challenges, your family history, your genetic makeup, your values, your highest intentions. The way you're challenged, the way you try. That this being knows everything about you, understands you fully. They have a perspective of understanding and care, knowing and seeing your inner goodness. And they look at you with the eyes of complete love, benevolence, care. And letting yourself receive, just receive. As if you're a sponge soaking up. Putting all your self-criticisms, offering them up as if you were putting them on the lap of this being, this compassionate being. And they know you, they see you, they know their challenges. Offering up as if a gesture, in a gesture of giving, offering up. Here it is. These are the ways that I judge myself. And they see, they know. They know that you are doing your best. And if you could do better, if you could do any better, you would. Or you would have by now, for whatever has happened. And they see your goodness. They see your highest intentions. They hold for you the image of your highest self, not with criticism, but with aspiration. They see you, they accept you. They see your challenges and all the causes and conditions that perhaps has led to you not being able to do better in your own eyes. They see and accept the 360 view, whereas perhaps you only have a limited view. Let yourself be held by understanding. By acceptance, by care, by love. To support nourishing healing and aspiration too. Feeling your own goodness, recognizing your own inner goodness, beauty, values, intentions. Perhaps, if you like, putting your hand, the palm of your hand, in the middle of your chest, your heart center, the proverbial heart center. And making a connection with your own self, with your values, with your intentions, with your own goodness. Honoring, recognizing, accepting, forgiving, and if it feels appropriate for you, perhaps reciting some phrases of metta for yourself, of loving kindness. If you have what you like already, go ahead. And I offer some for this practice specifically that you can recite silently in your mind. May I love and accept myself just as I am. I see and recognize my inner goodness, my intentions, my values, and my challenges. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself specifically when I am challenged. May I love and support myself, especially when I'm challenged. I acknowledge that I am doing my best. If I could have done better, I would have. Of course I would have. Recognizing all the causes and conditions, the complicated web. And that it is not all under your control. And for the last few minutes, turning our attention to the judgments that our minds come up for others, judging them in so many ways throughout the day, perhaps for the way they act, what they do not do. When we have a limited slice of knowledge through our filter of expectations, when we don't have the full picture of all the causes and conditions in their lives, to see if it's possible to offer kindness to them and the acknowledgement that if they could do better, they would. They would have. Not to say that we need to condone every wrong action, but to bring in more acceptance, more realization, understanding of the complexity. And greasing the wheels with kindness for ourselves in our own heart. And for the last moment of this practice, offering kindness to all the people in this room who are practicing with you. We're all just human beings doing the best we can, given our causes and conditions. Wishing all of us well, everyone in this room. May all of us be well. May all of us be happy. May all of us be free from suffering. So, the guided meditation, what we did, just to review. At first, we started with some grounding in the body, especially with the touch points, and with the breath, with a sense of stability, inviting the mind to stabilize and get calmer. And after that, I invited you to conjure up, to bring to mind a compassionate image, a compassionate being, whether a real person in your life or an archetypal image, person, being, and letting yourself be held in acceptance and kindness and in offering up self-judgments and exploring. There was some silence there to see what might come up, and then towards the end, we opened up to working perhaps with judgments that come up towards others and offering kindness to everyone in the room. So there might actually have been judgments that came up during this practice period. Oh, I'm not doing this right. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, my mind is distracted. Oh, gosh, just I have a defective mind. Everybody is in nirvana right now. And so just noticing, really noticing all the judgments that come up. And also, judgments can also come up for others. Oh, that person is making noise. Oh, they're breathing too loud. Or what is she talking about? In this guidance, does she know what she's talking about? You know, judgment can be this energy that turns in internally. You're not doing this right. You don't know what you're doing. Or it can turn externally. Oh, that person. So it's a pattern. It's a pattern in the mind that can either turn internally or externally. So in one way, there are two ways to work with it. One is the wisdom way, and another way is to work with it with kindness, with compassion, with understanding, which is the way that we explore tonight. So what I'd like to invite you in the next part of our practice together is a community practice where we take the guided meditation, the sitting and your eyes closed, and internally practicing, we actually practice with others. And it's the stepping stone between our silent practice and taking it out into the world. So it's a stepping stone to where actually the rubber really meets the road in our daily life. So for this guided practice that we'll be doing in community, it's a practice of mindful listening and speaking and offering kindness. And since we're practicing with judgment, especially if judgments arise when you are in this interactive exercise with others, noticing judgments. At the end, for example, if you have spoken and judgments come up, oh, why did I say that? Oh, that was stupid. Oh, there is judgments. Okay. It's okay. Seeing if there can be acceptance and ease with the judgments. And also with others, see if we can offer kindness and see that others are doing the best they can. Especially if you're new to this part of the practice, sometimes when I start to announce this, the feeling might arise, okay, I'm going to bolt. I'm just going to leave right now. I don't want to interact with anyone. And just to say that is normal, that's natural. And there are studies done to say that feeling of you don't want to engage and you want to bolt is completely normal. And for people who actually do engage, they say in psychological research studies, and every time I ask people here too, they raise their hands and say, actually, they're really glad they engaged. It was a really meaningful part of coming to IMC, so they're glad they didn't bolt. And of course, you could opt out if you wanted to. It's an invitation, not mandatory. So I'd like to review briefly mindfulness of listening and speaking. So you'll be listening twice because you'll be in groups of three. Mindfulness of listening, you are invited to listen with your whole body. As you're sitting and listening to me, what does it feel like if you listened with your whole body? If you feel your body being grounded, can you feel a part of your body? Can you feel your feet on the ground? Can you feel your hands? Can you feel a part of your body while you're listening? Nod if you can. Yes? Okay. And see also if you can feel what does it feel like if you're listening with your whole body? As if your body was an organ of listening, paying attention, complete presence. That may not be very clear, but drop it in as a koan. Oh, what would that be like if I offered my full presence, listening completely? And as you're listening, you're invited not to plan what you're going to say next. Just offer your presence. See what it's like just to listen. And listen with kindness, offering yourself kindness, offering the other person who's speaking kindness in your triad, as if they can say no wrong in this sandbox. And if judgments arise, see the judgments, offer kindness to yourself and the other person. Okay? mindfulness of speaking, again, try to stay embodied if you can. It's harder, but you can try to feel your body as you're speaking. And you're listening and you're speaking from your heart, sharing as little or as much as you like. And you're speaking for your own benefit. You're not speaking to educate, to impress. You're speaking just to be held witness by two other human mirrors. And that can be quite profound to speak and be held in that way. They're not interrupting. They're giving you their full presence. And you're also offering kindness to yourself and kindness to others. Okay? Any questions? So the process is what's really important. The prompt isn't so important, which is why I'm going to give it last. The prompt is, how was the guided meditation for you? And there's no right or wrong answer. You can say, I fell asleep, I didn't like it, I was thinking the whole time, I loved it, I was with it the whole time. Doesn't matter what you say. It's really a prompt to share, to do this practice together. See what it's like actually in community, in interacting with other human beings, to be practicing with kindness, offering kindness, and perhaps with judgments that come up. And if you came here with someone, I suggest that you get into groups with people you do not know. And it's best to be on the same level, chair or cushion, everyone. So please find two other people. And raise your hand if you need a partner. And you can be group of four if you wish. Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. All right. We have a few minutes for questions, for comments, reflections. So what did you notice? Either the guided meditation or the community practice? You didn't notice anything. Yeah, right. It was so much talking, so. Please, mic's coming your way. It's for the benefit of all the beings who benefit from listening. So thank you for offering your question or comment.
I shared that I expected to fall asleep and I was surprised at myself for not falling asleep. And there was this sort of pride in that. There was a positive judgment. So sometimes
there's a delight.
Yeah. But then there's an overlay of that of, oh, I shouldn't feel that way. And so it kind of, just kept bouncing back and forth between, oh, I didn't fall asleep. Oh, that's great. How wonderful. Oh, I'm judging myself that I'm being, being good. And then, I don't know, there's a bit of that up and down.
Oh, that's interesting. Thanks for sharing that. So one thing to say is there is a wholesome way to hold ourselves with high regard and to celebrate our successes, because the more actually we take in the good, like, yay, I didn't fall asleep, yay, it gladdens the heart, it gladdens the mind, and it actually expands instead of, stop it, you're being too proud of yourself, right? That ooh, ouch, kind of there's a sense of shrinking that one becomes smaller. Now, if there was a sense of, well, I'm great, and this is, and that can also that may not be the wholesome way to hold it, but there's a wholesome way to allow it to gladden the mind. Do you see the difference I'm trying to make? Right. So there is a celebration, a celebratory, yay, wonderful, beautiful, without also attaching to it and without too much, I don't know, I guess the word pride or kind of like the because if you, in that way, setting oneself up too high can be like, oh, how I, you can fall even more, fall down more harshly. You see what the distinction I'm trying to make with the way in which it actually is wholesome and helpful to celebrate that you didn't fall asleep. Does that make sense? The nuance I'm trying to bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So yeah, so celebrate it. Yay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments or questions? Right behind you.
I don't know if it was me or today, but it felt like in the message this, there was also judging the judging. And that didn't feel right. So I tried to change that, going away from the message, from the guided meditation towards compassion towards the judging.
Yeah.
Judging didn't appear because it was just trying to make my life difficult. Maybe part of my psychological past. So it's here to try to help and be in compassion towards the judging.
Right. So what I'm hearing you say is what you noticed came up for you was judging the judging. And what the way that you tried to work with it was towards with compassion towards the judgment. Is that what I'm hearing? Yeah, beautiful. And what you're bringing up is actually something that can happen a lot. We judge ourselves. Ah, you failed at this. This is terrible. And then we judge ourselves that we just judged ourselves. Well, why are you judging yourself? You're here practicing self-compassion at IMC. Like, how dare you? Like, and there could be even more and more layers on top of that. We're quite brilliant and creative. So to wherever the highest on the stack level is, that's where you start to bring in compassion. Oh dear, oh dear. Self-compassion can be applied to whatever is highest on the stack, the judgment, and then the whole stack will start to unwind. So what you're describing, I appreciate you bringing it up because that often happens a lot. Especially when we're practicing in this way, when we bring awareness to the self-judgments of self-judgments can arise. And basically the same skills, applying compassion and kindness and awareness is the way to go. So thank you for that, and thank you all for coming and practicing at IMC. It's wonderful to have you at happy hour. May all beings be well. May all beings be free, including us.